Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 25th, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Deserve raises $50 million MLN in Series D for credit card transformation. And Trust achieves Visa Instant Financial Card Issuance Solution certification. PayRemit launches a marketplace for overseas Filipino workers. Bucks partners GrabPay to expand its cashless capabilities. Social food ordering app SnackPass raises $70 million MLN. CIBC to expand installment payment options for online credit card purchases with Visa Canada. Now let's get started. Deserve raises $50 million MLN in Series D for credit card transformation. U.S.-based fintech Deserve has raised $50 million Series D funding led by Mission Holdings, MasterCard, and Ally Ventures. The funding was also completed with participation from Goldman Sachs Asset Management, Sallie Mae, and other existing investors. The funding will be instrumental in modernizing Deserve's credit card stack and enable the industry to launch and scale credit card programs quickly via modern APIs. Deserve's underwriting provides flexibility to partners that extends beyond FICO scores and leverages income and employment data to improve approval rates and credit performance, according to the press release. Deserve provides single call resolution to customer queries leading to high NPS scores and reduced delinquencies, disputes and chargebacks, the company adds. Deserve's core services are modular in nature and are API and SDK enabled so they can be deeply embedded in a partner's own core experience. The suite is augmented by business analytics tools for portfolio management. Deserve is a credit card as a service software platform that leverages MasterCard's digital first program for instant issuance, provisioning for credit with uncompromising security and provides a seamless digital experience. And Trust achieves Visa Instant Financial Card Issuance Solution certification. U.S.-based provider of trusted identities, payments and data protection in Trust has become a Visa-ready certified partner. The certification means benefiting from Visa's portfolio of instant financial card issuance solutions and guidance to help financial institutions create a secure issuance experience for their cardholders across their branch network. As a Visa-ready certified partner, Entrust has single-source instant issuance solutions that are trusted throughout the global payments ecosystem, according to the press release. Entrust has also joined the Visa FinTech Partner Connect program. Initially launched in Europe, the program was recently expanded and is now available to customers in the US, Latin America and the Caribbean, Asia-Pacific, Central Europe, the Middle East and Africa. This program provides Visa FinTech customers with curated list of vetted payment and banking technology providers to simplify the discovery and procurement process for digital-first solutions. The program also offers pricing discounts and decreased implementation fees to participating FinTech customers. PayRemit launches marketplace for overseas Filipino workers. Philippines-based payment gateway PayRemit has announced the launch of a marketplace dedicated for overseas Filipino workers. The PayRemit app showcases a well-stocked, curated marketplace that can deliver items to OFW families across Luzon and select areas in the Visayan and Mindanao regions. The fintech e-commerce company made it possible for OFWs to buy online and pay in installments since 2019, giving Filipinos in the Middle East, Europe, and Asia the same benefits and experience credit card holders have just by using the PayRemit app. What makes PayRemit allows for cash payments collection from OFWs. Fulfillment of e-commerce transactions is done through PayRemit's local suppliers like Abinson, Royal Star Appliances, and Case Servico all can deliver items locally. Bucks partners GrabPay to expand its cashless capabilities. Bucks, a Philippines-based payment platform, has partnered with GrabPay to expand its cashless capabilities and provide its users with another digital payment option. According to the Manila Times, the partnership allows Bucks merchants to accept payments through GrabPay, ensuring the safety of the merchants and their customers during the payment process. Bucks is an end-to-end payment gateway for e-commerce that offers low transaction fees in the market. In over a year, Bucks expanded its payment options from over-the-counter to online banking, e-wallets, and credit and debit card payments. Furthermore, thanks to GrabPay's security settings that employs automated rules, AI machine learning models, and teams of risk analysts to detect, analyze, and guard against suspicious activities, Bucks customers can have more peace of mind when doing transactions. Additionally, the digital wallet is equipped with Grab PIN and biometric authentication that must be entered prior to any changes on device and location, updates to users' profile information, transferring to banks, and additional activities that could compromise the user, the Manila Times reported. Social food ordering app SnackPass raises $70 MLN. Social food ordering app SnackPass has raised a $70 million Series B funding. According to TechCrunch, the company will use the funding to expand to more markets in the U.S. The startup has 500,000 users across 13 college towns, and the new investment values it at over $400 million. The funding round was led by Kraft Ventures, and also includes Andreessen Horowitz, General Catalyst, Y Combinator, Pioneer Fund, and a list of individual backers. The startup is built on simple social concept. It allows people to see what their friends are eating, making it possible to order food and drinks for each other and group order, with buyers picking it all up for themselves. Moreover, although the SnackPass app integrates with delivery services like Uber Eats, 90% of the orders on the app are pickup, meaning that the company doesn't have to deal with its own fleets of delivery people, while the operating costs to provide that are also non-existent. Overall, the service has 80% penetration with students in the markets where it has launched, and the average customer orders 4.5 times a month, with some customers ordering every day, TechCrunch stated. CIBC to expand installment payment options for online credit card purchases with Visa Canada. CIBC, together with Visa, has announced a new installment payment option for online purchases, anticipated to launch for CIBC cardholders in Canada in early 2022. Visa installments is a new option to convert qualifying purchases into smaller, equal payments made over a defined period of time using an eligible credit card. According to the press release, thanks to the Visa installment solution, eligible Canadian CIBC cardholders will be able to request an installment option at the online checkout stage of their shopping experience. This new offering will be available to most CIBC personal credit cardholders on qualifying purchases at participating merchants. Clients will then be able to pay for the purchase they are making in regular installments, as part of their monthly credit card payments. Moreover, the solution builds on the popularity of the CIBC's post-purchase installment plan, CIBC PaySit. With PaySit, clients can shop in person or online, and later convert eligible purchases of US$100 plus into installment plan payments through CIBC online banking or mobile banking. Additionally, cardholders are enabled to use their existing CIBC credit card account instead of needing to submit a credit check, download an app, or open a line of credit to participate in a merchant-based program. CIBC cardholders can also use the existing credit card's benefits for their purchases, such as rewards and insurances, and pay off an installment plan at any time without penalties, regardless of the length of the installment plan they've chosen. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.